Let's begin with prayer.
早晨好，让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for Easter and the celebration yesterday.
哦，亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你，我们也为了你复活的日子，为了昨天我们能庆祝复活节感谢。
Now as we study today, give us minds that are clear to hear your voice.
求你给我们清醒的头脑，能够听到你的声音。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
All right, we are, the timing is very good that we are studying the resurrection the day after Easter.
我们这个课的现在这个时间表真的是刚好，现在是刚过了复活节，我们就来学习使徒信经里关于耶稣复活的章节。
So we are looking at two lines in the creed. He descended into Hades. The third day he rose again from the dead.
我们现在看使徒信经里的两句，就是他降在阴间，第三天从死人中复活。
And the truth that we will be seeing today, we have salvation through Jesus' victory over the grave.
就是因为今天要学习的不改变的真理，就是我们因为耶稣从坟墓里复活，所以我们有救恩。
For each of these lessons, I tried to sum up in one phrase what the primary message I wanted you to hear is.
每一课呢，我都想要用一句话来总结这一课的最重要的中心思想。
And for this line of the phrase, I want to emphasize that our salvation comes not just through Jesus' death, but also through his resurrection.
这一刻呢，我想让大家看到我们的救恩不单单于来自于耶稣的死，也来自于，更来自于他的复活。
Romans 4, verse 25.
罗马书四章二十八节说。
He was delivered, Jesus was delivered up for our trespasses.
就是耶稣，就是耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，二十五节。
And he was raised for our justification.
但是复活是为叫我们称义。
The resurrection is part of the message of our salvation.
所以复活也是我们救恩的信息的一部分。
Now, I want to start today with the first part of this phrase, he descended into Hades.
我们先来讲使徒信经里边的这一句，他降在阴间。
And I am asking you to think about Saturday, that day between Good Friday and Easter Sunday.
我有请大家想一下，从那个受难日到主到他复活的那一日中间那一段时间。
I think this is the line of the creed that is most often ignored.
这句是信经里边经常最被忽视的一句。
In fact, some churches leave it out when they recite the creed on Sundays.
有的教会甚至在他们朗诵背诵使徒信经的时候把这句给留下，就是不读了，略过去。
It's the line that always feels very uncomfortable. What does it mean?
这句话呢，总是让人不太舒服。这句话到底是什么意思呢？
But it is actually an important part of the creed.
但是它其实是信经里边很重要的一部分。
Now let me start by saying what it does not mean.
让我先来解释一下它不意味着什么。
There have been those in the past who said that Jesus went into hell and offered a second chance at salvation.
那有的人就会说，传讲说耶稣到阴间去，到地狱里去，给人第二次得救的机会。
There's no...idea, there's nothing in scripture and there's nothing from in the early church that says anyone believed that when they wrote the creed.
就是不管是从圣经里边还是从早期教会的记载来看，当他们写这个使徒信经的时候，没有人是这样想的。
Then there are those, Roman Catholics have said this is related to the doctrine of purgatory.
然后呢，罗马天主教就说，哦，这个是跟那个炼狱的那个教导有关系。
Again, there is nothing in the early church to indicate that they taught that.
但是呢，没有任何迹象显示早期的教会是这样的教导的。
During the Reformation, there were some teachers who taught that this phrase teaches that Jesus went into hell and suffered our punishments in hell.
然后在这个就是改革教义的时候，就是那个新教出现改革中的时候，有人就说耶稣到地狱里边也是为我们受了地狱的苦。
But from the New Testament, it seems our punishment was paid. The price for our sin was paid completely on the cross. Nothing more was necessary for our punishment.
但是在新约的这个经文里很清楚的记载，就是我们所有的，我们所当受的惩罚在十字架上已经完全的被偿付，不需要再有更多的这个刑罚。
So, that is what it does not mean.
所以那个降在阴间的，它的意思不是这些意思。
What does it mean?
那它到底什么意思呢？
And the key, I think, is to go backto how this word Hades was used in the New Testament world.
就是关键在于阴间这个词在新约里边，新约的当时的世界是怎么用的，是什么意思？
We often use the word hell or Hades to refer to the place of punishment for sinners.
我们通常就是用阴间或者地狱来代表这个罪人得到惩罚的地方。
But in scripture, the Old Testament word was Sheol.
在旧约，这个阴间的这个词呢叫 Sheol.
Psalm 139, if I descend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there.
他诗篇139篇这么说，我若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。
In the New Testament, the equivalent of Sheol in the Old Testament was Hades.
在新约里边相对的这个阴间的词呢，它叫 Hades， 是另外一个，不是地狱那个词。
And those refer simply to the place of the dead, the grave.
它这个词就是简单的就是意味着就是坟墓，就是死人所在的地方。
So in other words, to go to Sheol, to go to Hades, was to go to the place of the dead.
就是到阴间，就是意味着到那个死人聚集的地方。
The writers of the Creed used this word in that way.
这个使徒信经的作者，当他们写使徒信经，他们用的就是这个意思。
To say Jesus experienced death as fully, as completely as every human does.
就是耶稣他所经历的死亡，就像每一个人，就是每一个普通的人，就是完全的人所经历的死亡是完全的。
His body was buried and his soul departed to the place of the dead.
他的身体被埋葬，他的灵魂去了死人所去的地方。
Hebrews 2 says he tasted death for everyone.
希伯来书第二章这样说，他为众人尝了死味。
And so the creed teaches us, this phrase teaches us that he truly suffered death.
这一句话呢，就是告诉我们耶稣的确经历了死亡。
If you've ever read probably at Christmas time, a story by Charles Dickens called A Christmas Carol, the story of Ebenezer Scrooge.
然后呢，如果你读过这个狄更生写的圣诞节，那个叫圣诞节的这个一个故事的话，你就记得里边有一个叫一个人物。
I assume that story's been translated into Chinese, hasn't it?
I listened to the English version, but not Chinese. 他说这个故事肯定是被 Yeah, my children were young. We listened to Atlantic Odyssey. They have this one very vivid. 就是这个故事肯定是中文呢是有翻译的，但是我告诉他我原来听的是英文的，所以对中文那个名字不是很熟。
Listen to the opening lines of that story.
你听一下他这个故事的开场白。
Marley was dead.
他说玛丽这个人死，玛丽死了。
There was no doubt whatever about it.
没有任何怀疑。
Let me repeat, Marley was as dead as a doornail.
说让我再重复一遍，玛丽就像这个门上的钉子一样，的确是死了。
There is no doubt that Marley was dead.
没有任何疑问，玛丽已经死了。
He says it three times.
他这么讲了三次，这个开场白这样说的。
And then he says, this must be understood or nothing wonderful can come from the story I am going to tell.
他说你必须得了解这一点，不然的话呢，我这个故事里边所要讲的精彩之处你就没有办法理解。
Charles Dickens says,This story of this, the ghost of Christmas past will mean nothing unless you know that Marley really was dead.
他说圣诞颂歌里边，这里边讲的这个 Marley, 除非你真正知道这个 Marley 死了，不然里边这个圣诞节的这个灵魂所给你讲的这一切对你没有任何益处。
Now, let me move to the Apostles' Creed.
让我们现在来看这个使徒信经。
When I have said to people that this line of the creed is not telling us some dramatic story about Jesus, those days in the grave.
然后呢，这句并不是告诉我们，耶稣在这个坟墓里边，这些有一个好像很不同寻常的这样一个经历。
Some people are very disappointed.
那有的人就会很失望。
They say,That's boring.
说得太无聊了。
And some of the dramatic stories may be true. I'm not saying that they are not true.
那有些呢比较不寻常的或者令人惊奇的故事也可能是真的。我并没有说他们不是真的。
I am saying they go beyond what scripture very clearly tells us.
他只是说他们超越了圣经很清楚告诉我们的这个部分。
So they are ideas of what may be true.
所以他们的想法是可能是真的。
But what the creed itself tells us is simply, he truly died the full death of every human.
就是使徒信经就是简简单单的告诉我们，耶稣的确是经历了每个人所经历的完全的死亡。
Now, for some people, that's very disappointing.
对有些人来讲，这个会让他们很失望。
That's all it means. That's boring.
就这个意思吗？那也太好像太无聊了，太枯燥了。
Don't be bored.
不要觉得好像是有点平淡无奇。
This phrase is important.
这一句很重要。
Because it says to us.This was not a play acting.
他就告诉我们这个不是好像只是好像演戏似的。
He did not pretend to be dead.
他没有假装死去。
He was not rescued from the cross and revived.
他不是说从十字架上被救下来然后又醒过来。
Just last week, I read from a 19th century writer who said he fell into a coma, and then in the cool of the grave, he woke up.
然后呢，我就上个星期读到一个19世纪的作者写说，耶稣其实当时是昏过去了，然后呢，在这个坟墓里的这个很凉的地方，他又醒过来了。
The writers of the creed.Wanted us to understand he was truly dead.
这个使徒信经的作者让我们要清楚地了解到耶稣的确死了。
Like Charles Dickens, nothing is really so dramatic about this story if you don't understand he was truly dead.
如果就像那个狄更森写的圣诞圣歌里面所说的，除非你真正了解到他的确死了，不然这个呢就没有，这个故事就没有任何就是吸引人之处，没有任何的不寻常之处。
First Corinthians 15.
就是使徒哥林多前书十五章。
The PowerPoint has it. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I received, that Christ died for our sins.
我当日所领受又传给你们的第一，就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了。
He descended into Hades.
他降在阴间。
Now this is also important because it affirms that he conquered death.
这个很重要的一点就是意味着他真的是战胜了死亡。
If he simply fell into a coma.
如果他单单不过就是昏过去了。
He did not conquer death.
他就没有战胜死亡。
Instead, he entered the place of the dead, proclaimed victory over death, and then rose again.
他就是战胜了死亡，他宣告了他战胜死亡，然后从死里复活。
On the day of Pentecost, Peter quoted from Psalm 16.
在使徒行，在就是在五旬节的时候，彼得就是引用了旧约的诗篇。
For David says concerning him,
大卫指着他说
You will not abandon my soul to Hades or let your holy one see corruption.
因你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
He experienced death, he died as all humans do.
然后呢，他耶稣经历了死亡，像所有的人那样子，那样死去。
His body lay in the grave.
他的身体被放在坟墓里。
His soul was in the place of the dead.
他的灵魂也在死人之地。
And then on the third day he conquered death.
在第三天他战胜了死亡。
And won victory over death.
然后就是一个就是对死亡的胜利。
Now one of the reasons I love this phrase of the creed.
我之所以喜欢这一句的原因就是
is it show it, it teaches a very important lesson about how things work in God's kingdom.
就是在神的国度里这些事情是怎么运行的。
If I were better with PowerPoint, I would have put this in the slide, but I didn't know how to do it.
我如果怎么知道做这个幻灯片，我会把这个放在幻灯片里，但是我不知道怎么做。
So, try to imagine what I'm going to tell you here.
所以你就用来想象一下我在这里要告诉你们的。
Because I'm very bad at technology.
因为我对这个技术不在行。
But imagine on the PowerPoint a big U coming down and then coming back up.
想象一下在这个幻灯片上有一个很大的 U 这个字母，然后先下来再上去。
This is the pattern of Jesus' ministry.
这就是耶稣事工的这样一个模式。
And it's important because it is also the pattern for us.
这个很重要，就是因为这个也是我们的模式。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章
Paul gives this pattern.
保罗就给了我们这个模式。
We've looked at this scripture before, but I want you to follow the pattern.
我们以前呢是看过这些经文，但是我想大家再来看这个模式，这个形式。
Verse 6, Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped.
就是耶稣基督本有神的形象，他是不以自己与神同等看作一件强抓不放的事。
Now, here is what I worked a couple hours on PowerPoint trying to do and finally gave up.
这就是我想本来想在这个 幻灯片上画了几个小时还是不行，最后我就放弃了。
Start with verse 6 at the top.
就是第六节呢是在这个 U 的这个字母的最上端。
Verse 7 comes down. He emptied himself. He was, took the form of a servant. He was born in the likeness of men.
第七节就开始那个 U 那个字母开始往下降，说反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
You see how he has come down.
你看到他怎么样往下这样子降下来。
Verse 8, being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death.
既有人的样式就自己卑微。
And the lowest point, even the death of the cross.
就是最低点就是存心顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
That's the coming down.
那个就是降下了这一部分。
We saw last time how the cross was the most shameful, the lowest kind of death.
上个星期我们看到十字架的这种刑罚是一个多么令人，多么就是侮辱人，让人觉得耻辱的一个最最卑贱的一个最残忍的刑罚。
This weekend I was reading a wonderful book about the crucifixion.
上个星期我在读一本关于这个钉十字架刑法，钉十字架的一本很棒的书。
And the historian said that in Roman society, polite people would not even refer to a crucifixion. It was a word that you did not even use among polite people.
就是历史学家记载说在当时的罗马社会中，这个有教养的人甚至他们都不会用定十字架这个词。
It was too disgraceful.
因为那个词就是太真的是太就是羞耻了，就是带着太多的耻辱了。
So in verse 8 we are at the bottom of the U.
所以呢腓立比书第二章第八节我们就在了 U 的这个最下端。
He has died on the cross. He has descended into the grave.
他死在十字架上下到坟墓中。
Verse 9 begins then the turnaround.
然后到第九节就开始这个转变了。
Therefore, God has exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
We are moving up the other side of the U.
现在我们就开始到 U 的另外一部分开始往上走。
So that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
Verse 11. Every tongue.Confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
We are back where we started. He is God.
现在我们又回到就是他的原来的位置，他跟父神那个同在的这个最高点。
And all of that grows from.That time in the grave.
这所有的一切都死于他在这个坟墓的那个时间点。
If you read Roman history, you will come across a term, triumph.
如果你去读罗马的历史，那么你会看到有一个词叫做得胜。
A triumph was a parade, a processional.
它就是这个胜利呢，它实际上是一个，就像一个游行似的。
If a Roman general won a great military victory,
如果一个罗马的将军打了一个大胜仗，
they would bring the prisoners back to Rome.
他这个 triumph 这个词实际上是凯旋，他就是他打了个大仗的大胜仗的时候，这个罗马的将军就会把他所那些俘虏带回罗马。
And they would schedule a day for his triumph.
然后他们就会真的是设定一天，就是是为这个罗马将军的凯旋日。
Every business was closed.
所有的这个商店都关门了。
Everyone was given free food and it was a time of celebration.
然后呢，每个人都会有免费的食物，是一个欢乐庆祝的时间。
The prisoners were marched in.
然后这时候呢，那个俘虏呢就带着链子就是被带进来。
Soldiers, the victorious soldiers marched in.
然后这时候是那个士兵，得胜的士兵就进来了。
And the general rode in a chariot.
然后最后就是这个将军呢骑着这个战车进来了。
It was a great procession.
这是一个很盛大的一个游行。
Philippians 2 shows us the procession for Jesus.
然后腓立比书第二章就让我们显示了这样一个盛大的一个游行。
But it does something that no Roman general would ever expect.
但是呢，他所做的却不是任何罗马将军所能想到的。
Because it starts with what looks like a defeat.
因为他死于刚看起来像一场彻底的失败。
The death on the cross.
就是死在十字架上。
But then from there we begin the procession.
但是从那里开始，我们开始了这个游行。
He proclaimed victory in the place of the dead.
他是在这个死的地方看着已经死去的地方宣告了他的胜利。
He came back from the grave and he proclaimed victory to his followers during those days after his resurrection.
他是从坟墓里复活，然后在那之后向他的门徒宣告他的胜利。
And finally, at the end of time, at the second coming, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess he is Lord.
但是到最后，到他第二次再来的时候，所有的众膝无不跪拜，承认耶稣为主。
So the descent into the grave, this line of the creed is important because it shows us that pattern of Jesus' life and ministry.
所以使徒信经里边这一句呢是很重要的，它向我们显示了这么一个就模式，就是先降价，然后再上升。
He has conquered the grave.
他已经真的是征服了这个死亡阴间。
On the Isle of Patmos, John heard Jesus say,
在拔摩海岛上，约翰听到耶稣说，
I died. He descended into the grave. I died.
他说我曾死过，他下到阴间。
And behold, I am alive forevermore.
他说现在又活了，只活到永永远远。
And it's as if he holds up, tied to his robe, the keys, and he says, I have the keys of death and Hades.
然后他好像就拿着他腰间的这个袍子上面的这个钥匙拿出来给约翰说，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
I have won this victory.
我已经这场征战中我有巨大的胜利。
But there's something else important that I want you to see from this.
但是我也想有一个很重让你从这里看到一个很重要的事情。
I started reading in Philippians 2 verse 6.
我从腓立比的第二章六节开始读。
Though he was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped.
他虽然有神的形象，却不以自己与神同等看作一件强抓不放的事。
But I'm actually, when I start there, I am breaking into the middle of a sentence.
但是呢，当我讲的时候，其实我是在一句话的中间这边断开的。
Because the sentence starts in the verse before.
但是实际上呢，这一句话呢这是我从一句的中间开始读，应该是从第五节开始的。
Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus.
就是你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Do you see what he has done here?
你看到他在这里说在做的是什么吗？
He shows us the you of Jesus' ministry.
他向我们展现了耶稣的这个事工的模式，就是一个大大的这个 U 字母。
But he says this you is to be the pattern for your life as Christians.
但是作为基督徒，这个模式也应该是我们的模式，这个 U 的这个模式。
During his ministry on earth,
耶稣在地上的时候，
Jesus said, only by falling into the ground and dying can a seed produce fruit.
耶稣说，一粒种子若不落在地里死了，就不能结出许多的籽粒来。
Do you see the you?
你有没有看到这个 you 的这个模式？
As long as we hold the seed up out of the ground and say, oh, it's a beautiful seed, I don't want to bury it.
只要说我们把一个种子放在这个抓着它把它放在地面之上我们就说哦这个种子多美啊我不想把它放在土里边。
There will be no fruit.
你不会结出果子来。
It is only when the seed falls into the ground and dies that we now can have fruit.
只有这个种子落在地里并且死了然后之后我们才能结出籽粒来。
Jesus said, whoever wants to save his life is going to lose it.
耶稣说凡要救自己性命的必丧失他。
Only by losing our life, there's the down.
只有说你丧掉自己的生命这个就是一个下降的一个过程你才能得到生命。
The gospel is always the pattern of that you.
这个福音一直都是这样这一个 you 的这个字母的模式。
And this is what it means to be a disciple.
这个就是门徒的意义。什么是门徒？
Discipleship always follows the pattern of that you.
门徒就是总是跟随这个 you 这个字母的模式。
And that pattern is difficult.
那个模式是困难的。
Because we like our life.
因为我们喜欢自己现在这样的生活。
We want to hold on to it.
我们想要抓紧它，抓住它。
We're here and we want to stay here.
我们在高高的这个位置，我们想待在那个位置。
In fact, we would like to start here and go higher.
然后我们想从这个位置再升得更高。
And Jesus calls us as disciples not to go higher, but to go down.
但是呢，耶稣呼召我们做他的门徒，不是往上升，而是往下降。
To humble ourselves as Jesus was humbled.
就是我们像耶稣那样子来谦卑自己，来虚己。
I think many times people who look at the Christian faith misunderstand this.
很多时候当人们看我们的基督信仰的时候他们误解了这一点。
They are expecting if I become a Christian, God is going to make my life wonderful.
他们觉得期待的是当我成了基督徒之后呢神会让我的生活都很棒都很好。
And that is true, he will do that.
那是那样子的神会那样做。
After,We have gone through the U.
但是呢，是在我们经历了这个 U 的这个字母的这个模式之后。
Do you see how it works?
你看到这个是在我们生活中是怎么样的吗？这样的。
This is the pattern for the Christian life.
这个就是基督徒生活的一个样式，一个范例。
We live in a world.That is very difficult.
我们所生活的世界让我们这样子做是非常困难的。
Because we are used to instant gratification.
因为我们现在已经习惯，非常习惯这种所有的事情马上立即得到满足。
We are impatient.
我们很没耐心。
Last week, my wife had a treatment.
上个星期我太太有一个治疗。
And so I did not want her to have to fix something to eat on Saturday.
所以我就想她星期六就不要做饭了。
So I went to the grocery and I got something that I could heat up.
然后呢我就去到这个超市买了一些东西，我觉得这么一热就可以吃了。
And I got home and I opened it and read the instructions.
然后回到家我就看那个说明书。
And it said, heat the oven for 12 minutes.
然后他就说要再把这个食物呢要放在这烤箱里12分钟。
Now, I should not tell you this because you're going to think, how can we have a teaching pastor who is so impatient?
然后我要告诉你们，你们会说，哎呀，我们的这个教导牧师怎么这么没耐心呢？
We should fire him.
我们应该不让他做了。
But I looked at this and I said, where's the microwave instructions?
我就在看，我说，哎，这怎么没有微波炉的这个说明书呢，怎么只有烤箱的？
And it said, no microwave.
结果上面写的是不能用微波炉。
And I thought, this is terrible. I will have to wait 45 minutes for this to cook.
然后我就说，天哪，我说这个太可怕了，我要等这个45分钟才能把这东西给做好。
I have become accustomed to, boom, just like that, it is done.
我就是怎么样，我就是希望我作为一个顾客，我的要求就这么一刹那之间就会得到满足。
And then I began to laugh at myself.
然后我就开始笑我自己。
Because I had been studying this lesson.
因为我正在学习这一课，正在准备这一课。
And I realized we want microwave discipleship.
我觉得是我们大家想要的是这种像微波炉似的这个门徒训练。
We want to profess our belief.
我们就想说我们宣称我们的信仰。
Be baptized.
然后受洗，一旦受洗。
And we're fully mature disciples.
我们马上就成为一个很成熟的，完全成熟的那个门徒。
That is not the pattern of the Christian life.
但是那个这个呢却不是基督徒生活的一个模式。
The pattern of the Christian life is a you.
这个基督徒生活的这个方式呢就是一个 you 这个字母。
And maybe you say, okay, but I think I've been down here long enough. It's time to go back up.
然后你觉得说，哎呀，我可能已经待在这个最低点，已经时间挺久的了，我现在应该上去了。
God is the one who decides when the exaltation comes.
但是呢，神是那位决定你什么时候开始高升的那位。
Meanwhile, our place is to humble ourselves and follow His path.
我们所要做的就是虚己，然后跟随神的方式。
And so I want to challenge you today with this from the descent into Hades.
所以今天从降在阴间这一句，我想对大家的挑战就是
Be patient with how God is working.
就是神对神的工作，对神的方式要有耐心。
I imagine this seed that is put into the ground in John 12.
然后我就想象说，在约翰福音里边那个十二章里边有一个种子被种下去了，被种到土里边。
I imagine this seed saying, "This is terrible."
我想象这个种子会说，这太可怕了。
I wanted to be a beautiful flower. I'm going to die.
我想要成为一束美丽的花，我现在要死了。
It's dark.
这好黑呀。
You buried me.
你把我埋起来了。
But it is only through that the seed bears fruit.
只有这样子，这个种子才能够结出果实来。
And so I want to say to you, if you feel like, as a disciple, as a believer,that you are living in that bottom of the U, Be patient with God's working in your life.
所以呢，如果你作为门徒，作为基督徒，你觉得你现在是活在这个 U 这个字母的这个最底端、最低点，那你就对神要有耐心，看神是怎么在你生命中工作的。
Because he is preparing a beautiful plan.
因为呢，他真的是在啊，预备一个更美的一个东西。
The other thing I want to say is be patient with yourself.
第二点我要讲的是要对自己也要有耐心。
Because again, perhaps the seed could begin to say, I must be a failure.
然后你可能看到这一点，你就会在第一点你就会说，哦，我肯定是个失败者。
I've been in the ground for 2 weeks and I still am not growing.
我已经在这个地下埋了两个星期了，我还没有长出来。
I must be a terrible seed.
我肯定是一个很糟糕的种子。
The seed must be patient.
这个种子呢也要有耐心。
And you and I must be patient with ourselves as God is working in us.
当神在我们生命中工作的时候，你和我也要对自己有耐心。
Maybe you see another believer who is moving up the U.
然后你可能看到另外一个基督徒，哎，他可能在这个 U 的另外一边往上升了。
And you say, I think they're ahead of me.
然后你就说，哎呀，他们在我前面呢。
I must be a terrible Christian.
我肯定是个是不是很糟糕的基督徒。
Be patient with God and be patient with yourself.
对神要有耐心，对你自己也要有耐心。
God has a plan that he is making of your life.
神在你的生命中是有计划的。
And as you patiently wait and cooperate with his plan, he accomplishes great things.
当你就是耐心的等候并且跟神的计划合作的时候，神会成就伟大的事。
So don't compare yourself to others.
所以不要把自己跟别人比较。
Don't be in a hurry.
也别着急。
Say, God, I'm going to follow you step by step.
说神啊，我要一步一步的跟随你。
I'm going to let you do your work in your time.
我会让你按照你的时间，按照你的方式来工作。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, I thank you that You very patiently work with us to make us what you want us to be.
神啊，我们真的是感谢你，你非常有耐心的在我们生命中工作，让我们成为你所想要的样式。
Would you give us patience with your work and give us patience with ourselves as you are working in our life?
神啊，当你在我们生命中工作的时候，让我们对你的这个工作有耐心，对我们自己也有耐心。
That we will trust what you are doing.
就是信靠你所做的。
And we will allow you to accomplish your purpose in our life.
让你成就，就是允许你成就你在我们生命中的工作。
Because the day will come when we will rejoice as we see what you have done.
有一天，这个喜乐的一天会来到，就是我们看到你所成就的。
John says that when we see you, we will be like you.
约翰说，当我们见你的时候，我们必要像你。
And whatever time it has taken to accomplish that will be well worth it.
不管说花多长的时间要成就这一切，那是很值得的。
So help us to patiently walk in this path of discipleship.
所以就帮助我们就是忍耐的有耐心的走在这条门徒的道路上。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.